Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls. Hey, ladies, and welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. I'm Shauna, and Lindsay is actually away this week. So today we're joined again by Shelby, and she's one of our coaches here inside Rejuvenating. If you didn't hear her episode just about her and her coaching and how she came to Rejuvenating, go back and listen to that because it's a super great episode. So I'm excited to have you again, Shelby.
Thank you.
Yeah. So today we're going to switch things up a bit, and we're going to talk about how we can prioritize our health as busy moms and business owners and things like that, because we have a lot of women that come, you know, and talk to us about the program, but they'll say things like, well, it's just my kids in travel sports, so I can't afford to spend any money on myself and things like that. So we hear that all the time, you know, so I wanted us to talk about how we can prioritize ourselves in addition to allowing our kids to still do those things, right? Because I know your son plays travel ball.
Absolutely. He does.
Yeah. Yes. And mine as well. So we're both the travel baseball moms, and everyone thinks we're crazy, but that's fine.
A little crazy.
We are, but I mean, we like it, right? We like
it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So how long has your son been in the travel sports?
I guess just a couple of years. He did competitive soccer, but that was local. So right. it wasn't travel. In fact, the year that I started with Lindsay, we were having to travel quite a bit because it was still COVID land. Mm-hmm. So we, like, certain counties weren't holding certain things. And the very first year he started travel ball, it was the thick of COVID, and we had to go to Wyoming to play. So we were gone every weekend in Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that, so how many days a week does he do baseball when it's in the thick of it?
So this last year was a little different. The tournaments would start on even Wednesday, Thursday. When I say local, like they could be an hour to an hour and a half away. And you're doing that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that was pretty normal for local tournaments. And then he had three out-of-state tournaments. So we were going to Atlanta and, you know, all kinds of things.
Yeah. So, and then you also own, obviously, you own your CrossFit box. We talked about that before. So you have a CrossFit box. You have two boys. One still lives at home and is in travel sports. And then you also coach for Rejuvenating.
Correct.
And you're still able to hit your goals, eat healthy,
somehow.
And work out.
Yeah.
Wow. And so how do you do it? How do you get to that spot? Because like I said, a lot of women, they instantly just say, well, everybody comes before me, and they're just okay with that. They're stuck in that mindset that because my kid is doing this, I just have to go by the wayside.
Yeah. Well, I believe that we all have to come to terms and decide that we really do want it, to prioritize that time. That's the first step. Like, you have to be willing to change what you're currently doing in order to get to a different result. And that sounds normal, like that doesn't sound crazy to anyone, but when we get in the thick of it, we do exactly what you said. We put everyone ahead of us and we're like, well, I can't because my kid this or my husband that. And I tell my clients all the time, it doesn't matter if you have the most supportive husband in the whole entire world, they are never going to prioritize your health for you. They won't. They will not wake up and say, oh, babe, you should go work out this morning. You know, they're going to be like, I have 1,000 things. Can you please just stay here and do this? You know, like that's what's going to happen. That's just our nature. And we, you know, and us as moms absorb that. So, you know, that's kind of the first step, I think, is being willing to say, you know, okay, this is my non-negotiable. And then I love Lakin actually said this. She's like, so when I ask my clients what they're going to do, I say, so what's plan B? Mm-hmm. Because plan A always falls apart. Like right. It just does. So what is plan B? Is plan B doing like an interval workout in your, you know, bedroom? I've done that. Mm-hmm. You know, is it going and doing like intervals outside and jogging, like walk, jog, like 20 minutes? I did that too. I was coaching a Saturday morning. I came home. I had to get the stuff for baseball. I'm meeting Matt and Evan at the field. And I literally had exactly 22 minutes before I had to be on the road. So yeah. I set a clock on my watch, 18 minutes, left the front door, did running intervals, walked in the door, made some oatmeal, grabbed like a scoop of protein, chunked it in there, ate, and then got in the car. It was like 18 yeah. minutes of intervals, a quick meal, go. Like that right. was my workout. So yeah. it's just, you have to have, what am I going to do on my craziest day? Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to say like, this is a non-negotiable for me. And I really do care about my health and no one else is going to prioritize it. It's my responsibility.
Right. Right. And I think too, a lot of the times when we don't prioritize ourselves, if we're not putting ourselves, you know, in a higher priority, then how can we be the best for our kids? You know, I feel like the women are putting their kids in that high priority because they have to put them first. But in reality, if they would take care of themselves, they're being a better mom, they're being a better spouse all the way around, right? Do you see that with your clients a lot? I'm sure.
100%. And it's literally what led me to this journey of trying to be a better me too, because I was in a very low moment with Evan who needed me and I was emotionally tapped out. Like I didn't have anything to give to him. And I remember walking away from that moment and thinking, this is a problem, Shelby, that you can't sit with this, like, right. you know, and, so I think as our kids become teenagers, their outlook changes and they think more abstractly, they're hormonal, they have bigger problems. You know, you can't fix it with the color of their sippy cup anymore.
Right. Or their favorite snack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe, but
true. Snack. I will say like my kids can open up over like a scoop of ice cream. However, yeah. Yes, it's just changed and it's different and it demands more of us emotionally. Mm-hmm. And if we're not taking care of ourselves physically, that affects us mentally. Yeah. And we're unhappy with who we are. We're unhappy with how we look. We're unhappy that we allowed ourselves to get this way. And if we're not careful, we can then blame other people. You know, my husband is demanding this. My kids need that. My kids have this schedule. Okay, but at some point you allowed that to overtake what was important in your health. And so it's owning that piece of it and then saying, okay, so how do I get back to me so that I can actually be there? So I can have the patience for my teenager so that I can have the energy to run around with my kids. You know, I mean, we don't have the energy to run around with our kids. What happens when we have grandkids? You know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. For sure. And I was thinking too, when you said about setting your watch for that 18 minutes, I think a lot of times people think that they have to do this crazy long workout or it's not effective, right? So that's good for people to hear. And we just put out a sprint workout guide too. And most of them were like 10 to 15 minutes, just Absolutely. Getting in there and getting that movement. And then you can go about your day, but you can't just neglect that because if you keep neglecting it, then you're just going to end up where you are and you're going to end up being miserable again, right?
100%. And, you know, it's little habits that we do exactly what you're saying. We think of this, our food and our exercise, we take an all or nothing approach. And it really is everybody's downfall. I mean, how many of us are going to start over on Monday? How many of us are going to cut out all carbohydrates on Monday? You know, mm-hmm. how many of us are going to give up sugar? I mean, we do so many silly things to ourselves, whereas, you know, I don't, my son's birthday is tomorrow. I'm going to have chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the last time I had chocolate cake, but I'm going to have it tomorrow and I'm going to enjoy every bite of it. And it's going to be a normal thing in my life and I'm not going to feel guilty about it. As opposed to, I started this 30-day no sugar thing and now my kid's birthday, so I'm going to sit in the corner and eat a salad, you know, and punish myself. Like we just do silly things. Yes. Mm-hmm. We do so many silly things.
Right. Yes. And then you can't continue.
Because then we tell ourselves it's too restrictive. I'm not going to live my life like this. You know, well, I already had this. So now I'm going to go out with the girls and I'm going to have appetizers and I'm going to have drinks and I'm going to have fried food and I'm going to, you know, so it's just a slippery slope. And it all starts with our mentality and how we go into what we're doing for exercise. You know, sometimes 10 minutes of movement is good enough for the day, you know, we do what we have to do. The consistency over time is what gets us the results that we want.
Right. And just because life is busy doesn't mean that you stop or that you can't start something, because we always tell women the busiest time is one of the best times, because if you can do it during the busy times, then you pretty much you're golden, because that's when your life is busy, your life is hectic, chaotic. That's the best time, because then you have it down pat.
Yeah. So I literally to say that same thing in my gym when people come in and they have their reservations. And yet when I started with Lindsay, I did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I did my call with her the end of June and I was like on the fence. My husband was the one that was like, just do it, just try it, see what happens. And, I was even saying to him, I'm like, we are in the thick of baseball. We are traveling all the time. Like, I don't want to fail at this. I don't want to set myself up for failure, because I was also, we were 1 year into COVID and we're still in restrictions and I'm still working more, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had all these excuses of, even for me, and this is literally what I tell people all the time, exactly what you just said. And I thought those same thoughts, but I thought to myself, I'm like, the first thing that sold me on Lindsay outside of just her experience with having a degree, being a CrossFitter, and having a really realistic approach was not counting calories, because I hate that so much. And the last person I worked with wanted me to like count and track and send things. And I was like, I just can't. I hate it. And I don't want to do it. Yeah. And so for me, I was like, okay, she's saying I can do this, like in my real life, like in my real, you know, crazy up at 4 o'clock in the morning, going to bed at 9 o'clock at night craziness. Mm-hmm. And so that was really kind of where I started, was in the thick of it and saying the exact same thing that all the clients say. And I was successful. I saw the results. I saw the changes, prioritized the time and found ways to make it work in the busyness of traveling every single weekend to games. So absolutely, you just have to figure out what's good enough and make the commitment that you're going to do something, you know, on your worst day. Are you doing that 10-minute workout in your room? And on your best day, are you hitting the gym and lifting some heavy weights? Great. You know?
Right. Yeah. And then not having to track and everything, that was huge for me too, just because I've had coaches in the past where I had to count calories or I've tracked macros a million times. And that's just not sustainable. And I just don't want to live my life like that. I don't want to have to worry about taking a little food scale and measuring even my condiments. I mean, that can be ridiculous. And as a busy mom, as a busy wife, as a busy business owner, like we can't do that, right? Like we don't want to take our food scale and have to measure every little thing that we eat. So I think that's another great thing about the program, is it meets you where you are, first of all. And then second of all, you can live your life. Like you said, tomorrow's his birthday, so you're going to have some cake, but that's because it's his birthday, right? So then the next day, it's not like you're going to keep eating the leftover cake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And if we're not shaming ourselves, then we have a healthy relationship with the sweets. So it's right. not as tempting to be like, well, I need cake the next day because I'm not supposed to have it. I mm-hmm. shouldn't be doing this. So now I'm going to like eat all of it. And it becomes compulsive because who knows when I'm going to have it again, because I tell myself I can't have it.
Right.
And so like nobody put these arbitrary rules on us, but we live them in our head. So then it creates this crazy cycle.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I don't know if the listeners, I was saying in my story, like I did that. And because I restricted so much, I literally ate like 8 donuts in a bathroom stall, which is so ridiculous. But the thing is, I was measuring literally every single thing. It was to the point where I was eating salad without dressing. Like that's how crazy I was. Like I would use, you know, like the beet juice as like my dressing. I mean, it sounds ridiculous to talk about it now, but when I was doing it, that's what I thought I had to do. And, but it did, it led to that binge restrict, you know, and that's so difficult.
It is very difficult. And it leads to so many unhealthy thoughts that are difficult to kick. And when someone is telling you to let go of that, you know, we hold on to it as almost a form of control, right? Well, if I can control this, then that makes us feel better. And when someone asks us to let go of that, that can be really difficult.
Right, for sure. Now, and speaking of nutrition, let's chat a little bit about, so when you go away for baseball tournaments and things like that, or just traveling in general, what are there some staples that you take or healthy snacks that you like? What do you do to make sure that you stay on track whenever you're traveling?
So my go-tos, I don't do like this crazy large cooler of like 400 things, but I do have
You're not
like,
rolling up with your wagon and your bulk bag and all your other baseball mom stuff.
I am not. I do have a shade because good Lord, I'm always running hot. And so I'm like, I'm in the shade, like nobody's business. Yeah. But I have a little cooler and I definitely have water and electrolytes. And outside of that, my go-tos are definitely like some fruits and veggies. So I'll have that, you know, in some containers or bags. If I have a cooler, I'll always throw a yogurt in there. What else do I put in the cooler?
I do a lot of beef jerky. Do you do beef jerky? I do a lot of beef jerky.
I do some beef jerky and I also do the turkey sticks from Target. I like those. I have a really good flavor. And then I'll do some deli meat and maybe like a slice of cheese. And I kind of like cut the cheese into quarters and then I'll roll like 2 slices of meat around one little tiny sliver and just kind of snack on that. So those are some of my quick go-tos. I like the Think bars. So they're not the 100% cleanest ingredients, although they're not bad. They are also gluten-free. So if you're trying to be gluten-free, that's kind of a bonus for you. Yeah. The reason I like them is because they have 20 grams of whey protein in them. So they're a little higher in calorie. It's not something that I'm eating every single day of my life. Right. But it's definitely like, you know, you didn't plan your time well and you have to stop at the gas station. They have them in gas stations. So that's an easy thing to grab. You know, baseball games, definitely something that I'll have on hand. Airports, you know, things like that, that is kind of a staple in my bag for sure.
Right. Because it doesn't have to be hard, right? Like all those things that you're saying, you're not having to do much prep for. Except a cooler with some ice. I mean, you can buy fruit, you can buy veggies. And a lot of, when we're traveling for baseball, a lot of the moms and dads, I will say, they do have, like a lot of them bring fruit and like veggies and things like that. Because even the kids will snack on them. Of course, we all have like other snacks for our kids that aren't really, I guess, the healthiest. But it's easy. It doesn't have to be hard. So I think that women just have to come to
that realization. We overcomplicate it so much. Yes. My big thing that I'm always in, you know, really trying to get my clients to grab hold of is thinking of the protein snacks, right? Yep. Because most of us are going to grab fruits and veggies. Like we think of those things as being healthy snacks, which is great. And, you know, you've probably been at the games too, where it's like they keep winning and you keep playing and I've eaten all my food for all the day.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about today's day and age is that you can hit even a fast food place. You can go to Subway and get a flatbread, whatever, with some extra meat, or which I've totally done, or you can get a salad at Subway, you know, and have them put mm-hmm. some fresh spinach and some extra chicken on top, which I've done as well. So there are a lot of options that you can do when you are, you know, I've eaten all the food. We've been here since 7 o'clock in the morning. It's now 5 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Sometimes you play at 8 and then the championship game might not even be till 6. So you're there an hour
yes.
before. And yep. then, yeah. But like you said, too, the good thing is nowadays, most gas stations or little convenience stores will have some option that you can choose that, you know, will be better than a bag of chips or a cookie. So we have to stop overthinking it and figure out how to make it work to fit in our lives instead of just avoiding it because we think it's too hard.
Yes.
100%. We have to choose our heart. Yeah.
Yes. And we have to get, you know, it's again that all or nothing mentality, right? I went to Starbucks and, you know, I really wasn't planning ahead. And so I didn't have my food with me. So I ended up getting a grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, well, they have egg white bites and they have a string cheese and mm-hmm. they have like some of those like fruit bars. Like, yeah.
They even have the turkey bacon, egg white. On the little muffin. I think it's like 200
yeah.
some calories.
Yeah.
They have that
yeah.
with the turkey bacon yeah. and the egg white, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just a lot of options. If there's a grocery store near you. I tell people all the time, like, you can get in and out of a grocery store just as fast, if not faster, than you can get in and out of a convenience store or a drive-through. And right. you can go to the deli and you can grab some of the, you know, they have that like baked chicken that's already pieced, so you
yeah.
can get pieces of it. So mm-hmm. I'm always telling my clients to do that. Like, grab a couple pieces of that chicken, you know, go grab some fruit, you know, whatever it is that you like. And there you go. You have a snack or a meal or something that is pieced together really, really quickly for you. Grab a yogurt. I've totally done that, you
yeah.
know. So you can put together a pretty good snack in less time than it takes to get through the drive-thru, for sure.
Right, 100%. And that's what it's just like we have to eventually come to the place where we need to just choose our heart. Do we want to have to do, you know, think about our food and just take a little bit of time, which is not a lot of time, like we've talked about, and, you know, pack healthy things? Or do we want to end up putting it in the back burner and then end up with diabetes? Like, which,
yeah.
Like, we have to choose our heart. And we're constantly, you know, we say we want the best for our kids. So our kids do these sports competitively and we're always pushing our kids to be the best, but we're not being our best. So
Absolutely.
What's that showing them? We have to be able to choose the best for ourselves and put ourselves in a priority to then as well make our kids a priority. But why would we not want the best for ourselves as well? Because then we're a better mom for them, like we said at the beginning.
And they, you know, I've been listening to different podcasts and there's one that I listen to a lot that is, you know, about like teenagers. And he says all the time, his catchphrase, and I know other people say it too, but he's like, kids catch more. It's more is caught than is taught. That's mm-hmm. what he says. And I can tell you as a mom who has a 21-year-old, that is 100% true. I remember my 21-year-old when he was whatever it was, 15, making, you know, of pizza and eating it at midnight on
yeah.
a Friday night, you know, mm-hmm. and eating an entire bag of Swedish fish because he's driving now and he's coming home with mm-hmm. Dr. Pepper and Swedish fish. And that's his
yeah.
dinner, midnight snack, or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked really hard to not hound them about those things. but instead try to show and have healthy meals when it was our dinner time and our meal time. And they saw me working out and they saw me going to the gym and they saw me eating salads. And he's a little bit of a picky eater, but he's on his own now. And he's going to the gym regularly and he does actually like to cook. So that's a benefit, but
yeah,
he's cooking meals and showing me things that he's making and sent me a picture of this like beautiful salmon that he made with this like look butter he picked up at the farmer's market. He really likes to cook.
Oh, so that's a bonus. Look at him going to the farmer's market.
He's hilarious. And so it's like, he's like, you know, showing me his dish that he's so yeah, proud of. And, you know, so like, I'm sure he's still eating like a bag of Swedish fish, but
right,
his diet is light years ahead of, I think, the average 20 or 21 year old who is surviving on fast food and soda. I mean, that's what I was doing when I was 20 or 21. Right. So they do pick up on those things and they do see that, and it might not take root when they're 10 or 11, they're not going to want to eat their broccoli probably. Mm-hmm. But when they get older, you know, they do see what we're doing, and it is the best thing that we can do for them is to lead by example. And that comes right, from our exercise. It comes from our food. It comes from us taking care of ourselves mentally so that we have the patience for them.
Yep.
So it's all of those things.
Right. And I was just thinking while you were saying that, if we don't make ourselves a priority and we don't treat ourselves kindly and do what's best for us and keep ourselves healthy, what are we teaching them? Right. I mean, we're basically teaching them that it's okay to not put yourself first. It's okay to not make yourself a priority. It's okay to not be healthy. It's basically okay to live this sedentary lifestyle because you're busy. And like you said, they will learn that.
Yes. And then when we want to mm-hmm, have input in their life and we want to share things with them, then they're going to look at us like, what are you talking about? You know,
right,
if I'm guzzling Dr. Pepper and eating pizza, and then I'm giving my kid a hard time about having ice cream every night, he's going to be like, whatever, you know.
Right.
Or if I'm like binging the 8 donuts and then, you know, the next night I'm having a salad, then I'm not teaching them that you can live your life and have really healthy foods. And then you can like go to a birthday and have birthday cake. That's a normal thing. And then tomorrow I can still have a salad for lunch and I can still have, you know, some broccoli with my dinner. So the more that we can understand and have a better relationship with food for ourselves, then we're teaching our kids to have a better relationship with food. Unfortunately, we've passed down, for sure was passed down to me, the diet mentality, mm-hmm, and the restrict mentality. The, you know, only be happy if you are this weight mentality, like there's yeah, a magic number and that's what I'm going to be happy. I hit that number, I was still miserable.
Right.
So it's not, you know, it's really about our outlook on things. And those are the things that we pass down, and we can think that we are, you know, teaching them better, but they see what we do. They see
right,
it. And that is the bigger teacher than what we say.
Right. Yep. I totally agree. And so I think really what it comes down to for everyone listening is just, you have to put your priorities in the right place. You have to set those non-negotiables. And we're both proof that it can be done. Like, it's possible. We're fine.
Yep.
We travel ball nonstop, multiple days a week.
Yep.
Working multiple jobs, doing different
yep,
things, husbands, multiple kids, everything. And it's possible. It's just, you have to want to make it possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And choose a better option than you would have chosen last time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if last time you would have been getting a burger and fries and today you're getting, you know, a Subway salad with extra, or a Subway sandwich with extra meat, yay, give yourself a high five. Like, stop beating yourself up over these things. If you catch yourself in a spot where you're like, oh man, you know, I didn't plan well, I'm just going to go to Arby's, right? Like,
yeah,
no, go into the gas station, grab a piece of fruit, grab, you know, some some protein. Like, you can get yogurts at the gas station.
Yes, for sure. Right. There's pretty much no excuse. Right. There's no excuse, and we're only limiting ourselves and our true potential by putting those excuses in place when they're really not necessary. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's super beneficial for all of the ladies to hear, just especially from us, because we're so busy with our kids' sports and just life in general, that it can be done and it's possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
so all you travel sports parents, you heard it first here. Me and Shelby, we're telling you, we live it. You can do it. So set up your call. Yeah.
So true.
This has been super great. And I'm so glad you were able to hop on with me today.
Thank you.
And if you ladies have missed any of the past episodes, like I said, Shelby's story or any of the other coaches or any of the other episodes that we've had in the past, go head back and listen to those. There's tons of helpful information. And we will catch you next time. See ya.
Bye.